To congratulate Kansas City, they did a I thought they did a really nice job. Their staff did made some adjustments, certainly from our first game. We did too, and I think that's why the game kind of totally took a different spin. They played hard. They made a few more plays than we did. It's kind of a strange game in that regard. There were some penalties and turnovers and. You know, different things that kind of swayed momentum a little bit, and we just never could finish once we got down there in the red zone. So they deserve a lot of credit. That's why they're where they're at. They played and coached well today, and that's why they're top of our division. Questions?
Why did you elect to punt your possession? I think you're at the 38.
Well, we had two timeouts plus the 2 minute, you know, so, I mean, you know, if you play – defense and they're trying to run the football and try to stop, you know, try to get us to use our timeouts and use up the clock. You feel like you might have a shot to get it back, you know, somewhere around the 2 minute warning, you know, instead of, you know, when we did, obviously. So anytime you do that, you run the risk of if you give up a first down, you know, you're going to get it back with significantly less time than that. But that was the decision. Yeah, a lot of different players played. Had some guys get nicked up off and on during the course of the game too. But Kyle and David were both going to play. That was the rotation going in. They were going to both continue to play a big role in the kicking game as well, which is why we were going to rotate them on defense, because I know they couldn't have played the entire game. But you know, we had a lot of guys step up when Mays went down. We shuffled the linebacking core in there a little bit, and. You know, I thought our defense played pretty well and made some big situational plays during the course of the game today.
You didn't start Harris, but he played a
lot. Yeah, I mean, it's just the thing. He's coming along. He's continuing to progress, I think, with his, you know, just playing after a long time off. And that was kind of the plan today, is start Hunter and then work Robert into the game, you know, into some different packages. And then they ended up switching in and out because Hunter got nicked up a little bit during the game too.
Tough day throwing the ball.
Yeah, they, you know, their plan was to stop the passing game. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, gave us some opportunities to run the football. And I thought Noshon and the offensive line did a good job of creating some holes there. You know, but ultimately, at some point, you're going to have to throw the ball. And they did a good job of covering us. We missed some opportunities. I thought we had, you know, a few chances, you know, one-on-one coverage, those kind of things. And we just didn't make those plays today. They did a good job on us. Yeah, I mean, you know, we wanted to focus on trying to limit the big plays, you know, with Jamal Charles and Dwayne Bowe. I don't know if Bowe had a catch. You know, I thought Champ did a good job. You know, we had Champ on him all day and really challenged our guys to play better team defense than what we had played the last couple weeks here. And I thought they responded, you know, and made a few key stops there down the red zone too. You know, just that's the complimentary part of it, is the defense does a nice job, and we got to score more than 6 points certainly to win a game.
Coach, was that your dad on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Is that how
practice? No. He just finished up his season, so he's going to try to catch a couple games here at the end of the year.
Kyle obviously struggled with his accuracy.
Yeah. They did some different things with their coverages, and like I said, I think, you know, we just didn't have a great day. When we had our opportunities, we didn't make those plays. You know, we've had a lot of chances, and we've come up with those, you know, whether it be him and Brandon or somebody else. But when they singled us today, you know, we took our shots and just didn't convert on them. They played a lot of too high coverage where they kind of rolled up on them and tried to keep the safety over the top too, to try to negate some opportunities for big plays. But, you know, I thought we had a chance at the one I think was out of bounds down there in the end zone. We just didn't convert on enough of them today.
Back-to-back plays, right?
Yeah, we had a couple. I mean, there was a lot of they started to play more one-on-one coverage as the game wore on and we got closer to the end zone. You know, they stopped playing some of that split safety stuff, and so we were taking our opportunities to go ahead and go to Brandon. And, you know, their corners played well, I thought. You know, Flowers, he was going in and out of the game a little bit there, but I thought they really competed hard, and I thought Carr played very well today.
How about Champ? I mean,
he's a true pro and a guy that is a big time competitor, and that's a receiver who we think is certainly one of the very best in this league and has had a great stretch. And I know Champ had a really good week of practice and prepared extremely hard, and he knew the challenge going in. You know, we were going to put him on him a lot, and it was a lot of one-on-one coverage too. It wasn't a lot of rolled, you know, where we were helping him. And he really responded to the challenge. I'm very proud of the performance he put forth today.
Do you still hope, I mean, the way things broke off with the contracts earlier this year, I mean?
That's for after the year, I think. But today he played his butt off today.
With nine losses now, mm-hmm. Were you making the effort to play Tebow more down the stretch?
We haven't even thought about that. I think that'll be all of those conversations will be, had, I think, going forward, but nobody's put any effort towards that yet.